Hey guys, welcome. We're your hosts, Hayley Young and Amy Keeble. Our heart is to encourage you, add joy to your life, and be a small reminder that you're not in this crazy motherhood journey alone. We have each other, and most importantly, we have God every moment, every day. This is our village.
2, 3. Hey, Hayley, how are you?
That was the first time that I've ever clapped. I just have to say, because I balanced
it. It really threw me because I was like, oh, wow, why am I clicking? Do I always click? Why does something feel weird about it? And then you just saying that explained it all.
Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious. We're creatures of habit.
We are. Say hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am well. Well, thank you. Yes, now. I was not well. I was very unwell, and now I am well, and I'll probably be unwell again shortly. Such is the way of life.
We can talk for everyone that, like, there's just illness after illness. This week, Ben and I are not sick, which
amazing.
I feel like is a mini miracle, but the kids have been sick all week. And Amy and I were just saying, is this the norm for everyone, or did we just not know what having older, not older, our kids are still young, but kids that were active, like pre-pandemic, I had a baby.
Yeah. I can't remember if this is what life was like before and I've just forgotten or if it's that it really is bizarre. I really do believe that it's bizarrely an illness year, like a bizarre amount of illness or an unusual amount of illness. Let us know, because if everybody's feeling the same way, maybe it really is. It's hard to gauge. It's hard to gauge when it's
really hard to gauge.
You know, 2+ years ago that normal post pre-COVID life was. So
yeah.
Who even knows?
Not us.
Not us. That is right. But yes, doing well now, so that's good. And you, Hayley, you're good? You're well?
Yes, I am good.
Yep. Yep. And you got an exciting week ahead of you?
Yeah, we're going on holidays. So nice. Good. And so we're from Melbourne, the bottom of Australia. We're going north to Queensland, just to Brisbane, actually Gold Coast and the Sunshine Coast, but Ben's cousin is getting married, and so you just feel like, oh, you can't not go to a wedding, can you? I love destination weddings.
Yeah.
They're from there, so it's not really a destination wedding, but for us.
Destination for you, yeah.
My brother got married in Canada, and my brother-in-law got married in America, and they were like the best reasons to go traveling. We loved it. So anyone else want to get married anywhere?
Just invite Hayley. Yep. she'll be there. Well, it's a perfect time to go. Although I've been hearing it's very cold for Brisbane. It's cold up there. But for us, it's, you know, nice.
So I follow this girl, Shawnee, on Instagram. This is a total tangent. Sorry, everybody.
That's fine.
But I can't stop now. She played Survivor, Australian Survivor. Yeah. And she's living on the Sunshine Coast. And she's been complaining how cold it has been this week, and then yesterday was like, but it's not too cold to go for a quick dip, and was in a bikini and sunbaking on the beach. I'm like, I just laughed. I actually did the laugh reaction to her. I think she knew like how dramatic she had been, but I was like, you're kidding. But it's cold for them.
Yeah, cold. And I guess that's like what we have to hold on to, because we're complaining of it being cold too, and I have many friends who live during winter months in a much colder place. So I am aware of that. But it is a bit funny.
I messaged Rachel, who we've had on the podcast. She's Canadian and lived through many, many
Canada
white winters. And I said, can you just give me some perspective from like actually a really cold place? Tell me about what -20 degrees Celsius feels like.
Yeah.
I feel like I needed a shake up.
I just can't even imagine. I've been complaining my little butt off, and I like the cold, and I've been complaining my butt off with it being around like, you know, the 7 and 9 degrees Celsius. I cannot imagine. I feel like you would walk outside and your insides would freeze. I just, would not go outside.
In that, the day was like -20, I think.
My word.
And she had a strapless dress on. They had photos in the snow.
Yeah.
And she still looks beautiful.
Yeah.
Mind blowing.
You have to wear lipstick. Keep your lips looking alive.
I'm not sure if people know about State Youth Games, but it's a big youth and young adults event. Mm-hmm. It's run by Churches of Christ, but it's a like multi-denomination event, and there's normally 3,000 young people that go and play all sorts of games over the Queen's birthday weekend and camp in Warragul, and it is freezing, and Amy and I were both youth leaders and would go to state youth games many years in a row. And I've been getting Facebook reminders this week, and I just said to Ben, aren't you so glad that we are in our house?
Oh my gosh, 100%.
So glad. It was fun.
100%.
Camping in the middle of winter.
When you're Gippsland, damp is what I think of, like just damp and then miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And your tent, even when you weren't damp because you'd walked in water or in a puddle or something, you would become damp because your tent would get so, like, the condensation inside and, then, like, you'd wake up just in misery. Especially, like, the older you get, the more miserable it was, basically.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
The younger teens just loved it.
Yeah, they loved it. It was like, you know, it was a party time. It was amazing. It was everybody all together having a blast. But once you're a youth leader and you understand the benefit of sleep and
warmth
and those little comforts in life, it's really hard to get yourself enthusiastic.
Yeah,
and match teenage enthusiasm. Yeah, those were the days. Oh my god, beautiful memories.
Mm-hmm.
Glad we're not doing them anymore.
Amen. Now yes, we are just talking about stuff because we have a bit of an announcement this episode.
We do. Yeah.
Yes. This is our last episode for now.
Yeah.
We are pausing the podcast. There's been a few things that have got us to here, but I feel like this is the right time. And, yeah, this is the last one for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been probably something we've been talking about for a couple of months, just trying to pray about and assess where the podcast is at, what the season is calling for, what God wanted us to do at this time. And life has changed so, so much since we started the podcast. I mean, we started before, we started working on it before COVID was even a thing. So life has changed so much for both of us in lots of ways. And for me in particular with work and stuff like that, life is extremely busy. So yeah, we love this podcast and we love talking to our guests and we love the community and love the ministry of it. And honestly, if it was just having conversations with people every week, having a conversation with a new guest or something like that, engaging with you guys online, it would 100% be something we could just continue doing. But because it does also take a lot of work and background stuff, it's also something we needed to be careful and prayerful in terms of stepping forward, and feel like right now is a time to step back for the time being. And we've got 54 full episodes plus a lot in between of beautiful content and chats with amazing people to hopefully continue to encourage everyone at this stage. But for now, yeah, this is our last one for the meantime. Yeah.
Yeah, we're not saying stop and we're not saying that it's going to continue. We don't know. But it's like pause for now. God's saying you can take this off your plate. And Amy, I can't speak for you, but like your work is getting busier and busier, and you're building a great business for yourself. You're doing some great work. What do you do, Amy, in case anyone wants to get in contact with you?
In case I want to add to that. Yes, I am. I've been, well, and also, you know, one of the amazing things about doing this podcast is for me professionally, it kind of was a good push in the right direction in terms of me getting established in what I've been doing, which I didn't recognize at the time was going to be necessary because I thought Blair was in a pretty stable long-term position at that time. But yeah, I do pretty much digital communications, remote communications for people, social media, emails, all that sort of stuff. And I've loved it, but it has grown and been a massive blessing and grown without me putting much effort in, which is not something that I can say is very common. So I'm very, very grateful for. But keeping up with it is, yeah, it's a very full plate at the moment, which I'm loving. But also it's a balance with kids and husband and life and church and family and everything that comes with that. So
Yeah. And we all know what life is like when a season is like that. We have all been in those places before, and it's like, okay, what can we let go of right now and what do we need to hold on to? And it's not, it doesn't always feel good.
Yeah.
Because we're like, we don't want to stop.
Exactly.
But we both feel so much peace about it, which I think is a gift from God as well. It's like, okay, pause for now and see if anything happens. We're open to it happening, but I'm going to force anything at this stage. And as Amy said, it's just been really fun. Like, I love chatting to Amy every week. Sometimes we're like, we need to click record because otherwise my sleepless baby will wake up again. It's not a baby, but and the guest conversations have been incredible. And I know it's different listening to having the conversation, but I just feel really full and privileged to be able to have had those conversations each time that we do. That one, people would say yes to giving us their time, because I know, and everyone listening would know, obviously a guest is able to share their stories, and if they have a business, they're able to share about that. But otherwise, there's no payment for them. And it's like, oh, yeah, we will give you our time and fit it into our schedule. Like, it's a real privilege.
It is. It's a huge privilege.
It's amazing. And so, one, for their time, and then two, that they would trust us with their story to share some personal things, and then to trust us with the editing of it and how we're going to present it.
That's huge.
It's massive. So I have loved connecting with people and getting to know people. I've been doing the admin side of things, like the booking of interviews, so going back and forth with people, and then sometimes it's like, oh, I feel like I already know you. Or we have interviewed good friends as well. It's been so good.
It's awesome. And the fact that they trust us with their story, and then they're also trusting us to put it public for the world with zero filter in terms of who can hear and access it and for how long. So that is, it's a huge gift. And really has been, I guess, the heart of why we've done this and what keeps us doing it. And we, we've loved it. Every single guest has had an incredible story. And every single one of you guys, which is one of the reasons we did this, also has incredible stories of how God has worked in your lives and how, you know, your motherhood story or your work story or your family, whatever it might be. It's just, we love hearing those stories from people, which that's why we've put this platform together. And so we can hear them and share them with you guys.
Yeah. And also for you guys listening, that's such a privilege. Again, it's like, oh, you're going to give us 45 to 60 minutes trusting that what you hear is hopefully good. Like, that feels like such a privilege as well. And when people keep listening, it's like, wow, thank you. It's been a really amazing ministry, I guess, to be a part of the last 2 years.
Yeah, it really has been. That's a big thanks to you guys.
Yes. We're going to ask each other some questions. We have not prepared them. We're just going to see how it goes.
Perfect.
So, Amy, I'm going to just jump in first.
Go for it.
What has been one of the things that you have learnt? What's been one of the biggest learnings over the last 2 years?
Relating to the podcast?
Yeah. Just in life. No. Sorry, you could answer that as well if you wanted to.
No, don't want to. No, yes. Relating to the podcast, I mean, technical learnings, 110%. I'd get more than that, 250% learning, because I knew nothing and now I can make it. So that's great. Mm-hmm. So everything in between has been incredible learning and I'm so incredibly grateful for. Learning, honestly, I don't know if I could nail one thing that like I've learned the most, if I'm especially specifically thinking about like hearing from people, but almost every single conversation we've had, I felt like it's been so like timely for me. And it's just crazy that it works out that way. And I mean, it's always easy to kind of remember the most recent ones, but I love that the most recent episode was with Monica talking about like simplifying your life and recognizing the seasons of each life and assessing when things are good to be on your plate at this time or shouldn't be on your plate at this time. I thought that was like so ironically perfect in terms of timing because she didn't know till we were like actually talking to her that this was,
and we had been trying to talk to her for a year pretty much. So if you had heard that a year ago, it wouldn't have been relevant.
So that was a good challenge and reminder to me, not just specifically for whether, you know, we we're persevering with the podcast at this stage, but just across the board. Yeah. What about you, Hayley? What's been the biggest learning for you?
For me, I wasn't thinking about necessarily a episode, but I think having the conversations with people and trusting that it will be okay. Like, I like to have a plan and know how things are gonna go. Like, obviously I'm fine having a conversation with someone, but like, it feels nerve-wracking building that skill. Like, it was like, okay, how's this gonna go? And I remember the nerves that I felt, like, our first interview, and that was like, okay, this is actually just like
with
a conversation.
Good friends.
Yes. But just building that skill and confidence in chatting to people and not having to stick to the questions, because we would prepare 4 to 5 questions that they would get a week or two in advance so they could think about it. And I don't know how much people prepared. Like, sometimes people had notes and notes, and then other times people like, does anyone ever actually think about these beforehand? Like, like the whole spectrum. But, yeah, just being able to learn how to do that better was really big. And also, I think learning how to ask people to be on the podcast was a big thing for me, like and stepping out in terms of, like, we had some people say no, but be encouraging. It's like, we can ask anyone and they can say yes or no. Like, don't limit yourself with who you ask, because
you never know.
Reason to.
And we saw that play out. We really did. We saw people say yes that we were really surprised by, and then people say no that we were kind of expecting would be a given. And that's totally fine and a really good learning. I love that reflection. I fully agree, by the way, as well, on the having the conversation thing. And I multiple times since starting the podcast have been at some social event and been like, whoa, I found it super easy to just small talk, and usually it would really freak me out and I'd kind of go in pretty nervous already, and like, I'd make my way through it, but I just was like, nervous kind of going into it. But like, recently I've been like, it's 100% because we do the podcast, and I'm just used to asking people questions and persevering. And Zoom is awkward anyway. Like, it's awkward with people that you're comfortable with. It's even more awkward with people you're not. And I guess we've all collectively learned how to use it better over the last 2 years. But yeah, it's a nice skill to have that, because even Blair, he's an extrovert at heart, but he has really struggled with small talk coming out of the pandemic. And sometimes we'll leave a party or something, I'll be like, you just have to ask some questions, just give them space to answer, be okay with silence. These things are like, I would never have been that person before. So that's a good point. I love that one.
And actually, so at the start, when we meet somebody on Zoom or like get on, there is small talk, because it's like, we don't start recording for normally 10 to 15 minutes of just going over everything and asking each other some questions. And those first few, especially for people we didn't know super well. So sometimes Amy knows someone really well, and then I know someone really well, or sometimes we
neither of us did
know the person really well. And yeah, we've gotten better at that.
It's way less of the pain point, which is good. It's good to reflect back and see that. That's a good one. All right, Hayley, my question for you is, what do you think you'll miss the most?
I want to list like 5 things, but I honestly think it will probably be chatting to you every week. Because I don't have many friends that I actually ring. I have plenty of friends that I have, like, voice message, Marco Polo, text, but actually calling, because we call to record, or Zoom, but it feels like a phone call. I don't have that, so I will miss that.
Oh, me too, girl. Well, we'll just have to keep doing that.
Yes, it's like it needs to be scheduled, though.
Yeah, well, that's why it was so good with the podcast, because it was scheduled every week or every fortnight. Yeah. That's makes me sad.
What about you?
Well, I'm the same.
Yeah, how can you say anything else?
I'm the same as you. No, 100% it is, though, because we've had multiple, I think we've said this a number of times on the podcast already, but we've had multiple times over the time we've known each other where we've worked together. So either as a youth leader together, and then at Dattner Grant, which we were working at together previously, and then now on the podcast. And every time, I remember, especially at Dattner Grant, I remember being like, it's so good that we work together, because then we always get to catch up. And there's always like a, because when we weren't working together, we would still talk and catch up and stuff. But it was obviously like kind of like harder to see each other. And you don't get to know the everyday things. And So this has been that thing for a while. So it's going to be sad.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll have to work on something else.
Yeah.
So I was like, maybe we'll make another something. No. And we don't know what's going on. We don't know what. Yeah. We're just pausing for now. So mm-hmm. who knows? But yeah.
Amy, another question for you. Mm-hmm. What is an area that you want to grow in next, in this next season?
Mm-hmm. I want to grow, so many things. I want to grow in my time management skills and my motivation management skills. I've been thinking a lot about how with work, I get really like hyper focused and I just get things done. Like I literally sit all day and I just go and like will not stop something until it's finished. And then, but then I won't like brush my hair all week. Like I'll just always put it up in a bun. I just don't have time for that sort of stuff. Or like, you know, I never ever put makeup on during the day. I also don't leave the house. So that's, you know, my motivating factors are low. But I was like, it's so funny how I can like put so much energy and effort into one thing that I'm doing. And it's not like a, it's like stressful because it's like all the stuff I have to do, but like I also just get really in the zone and I find it kind of easy. There's something about the way that's set up in terms of the motivation balance that makes it easy for me to get in that zone and just go get it done. But if I have to do everyday life things, I really struggle with that. So that's something I want to grow in and develop and just kind of assess and figure out why it is that way and what I can do to balance my life a little bit better in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, no, I don't want to justify why you want to do that. I was like, most people would find that like with like a job, there's this extra
push,
responsibility,
yeah. Yeah.
And like you're also accountable to other people. Where
yeah,
brushing
exactly.
your hair, like that doesn't affect yeah. anyone else.
Yeah.
Maybe Blair. I don't know. Maybe he's like, I yeah. like your hair brushed.
Yeah. Well, which he doesn't say that, but it is something I think about because I'm like, well, I don't ever like be like, what should I wear for the day? Like I literally just put my trackies on and my jumper and brush my teeth and I go to like sit at my computer. So it's just one of those things that I would like to be more self-motivated in those things and value, I guess, the like everyday important things that don't necessarily pay me. They don't pay my invoice or my, you know, whatever.
I think you should re-listen to the episode we did with Karina McKenna.
I think I should. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That just came to me.
That's a good one.
She was all about that.
Mm-hmm.
And like as, like I know her and like I see the evidence in her life.
Awesome.
Yeah. And I think one of the simple things that she said was she has a checklist every day. And so she checks it off. And so if you're asking yourself every night, did I do this, something that you wanted to do?
Mm.
After a week or so, you're going to be like, why am I doing that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it'll bring it to the forefront more and I'll be able to more readily assess it. Yeah. So what about you, Hayley? What would you like to grow in this next season?
I feel like I don't have a concrete answer to this, and that's okay.
Yep.
I've been trying to think about, okay, what am I wanting to do as the podcast is taking a pause? Like, do I want to do it on my own? Do I want to do it with someone else? Do I want to do something completely different? And as a stay-at-home mum, I need a hobby. And so it's like, what is that hobby going to be like for me? This has been it. So without that people interaction or something small to do, I'm like, okay, is it in church? Or I've been thinking maybe of doing some Christian yoga training, but the group I like, it's US timing and live training. I'm like, oh, do I want to get up at 5 a.m. for four mornings a week for 10 weeks? Oh, I don't think so right now when my 14-month-old wakes up so many times a night still. Different season maybe. So I'm really trying to think about what, do I want to focus on and grow in? But something simple, actually not simple because I'm not doing that, but working out where fitness comes back into my life. I cancelled my gym membership maybe 2 months ago because the kids were getting sick when they were going to the gym crèche and it was just like, it's just not worth it. It was just, it added stress rather than joy. And it was something that I found joy in beforehand. So I was like, okay, how can I grow in my physical activity in a way that is just about feeling good. Like, that's the purpose of it. We're the kids.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Please share when you do figure it out. That's a good one.
It's a challenge for most people.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. And kids do make it more difficult. But it's an awesome opportunity as well to demonstrate it to them.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a very exciting exploration and learning time, whether you have a concrete answer for it or not.
If anyone listens to this and thinks, this is what she should do, send me a message.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I will listen. I may not do, but I will listen.
If anyone has any suggestions to any of this stuff, please do. Please do contact us. The page isn't going anywhere. We're still on messages. Please do. We need all the advice we can get. My next question for you is, what is one piece of advice you would give to someone else? Give to another mama, give to a listener, give to someone if they're sitting in front of you and you could give your favorite piece of advice.
Give some advice. It's like so broad, isn't it? Yeah. It's a good question. Okay.
Whatever is the first thing you think of is the right answer to this question.
Okay. The first thing that I thought of was just take things one day at a time. Like, and actually my mum says to me sometimes, it's hour by hour, Hayley. Like, don't even take the whole day at a time, because at 10 a.m. that day can be overwhelming.
Yes.
But just getting to 11 a.m. Don't worry too much about the future. And as God tells us in our in his word, like, do not worry. It's time and time again, but easy to not practice. But it doesn't benefit us in any way. And actually, I read someone the other day, something the other day, and it was actually it's coming back to me. It was a labor affirmation. I was reading it because of a friend that's having a baby soon. And it was, I can do anything just for a minute at a time.
Yes. And, like, oh, that's so good.
Different circumstance, but it's like, I can do anything for this hour or for this day, like fresh start tomorrow. That would be my advice.
That is a really good one. I love that. That's something I think about a lot, because we're trying to teach Charlie about bravery and being able to do things that are hard, because he gets quite scared and he gets really shy when he's on the spot. He's like, anyway. And it's a really hard thing to explain to kids. Like, sometimes you just have to breathe and go through the thing that's going to be painful or difficult and take it little bit by little bit and you'll be fine. But it's a hard thing. It's like a resiliency thing to be able to think that way. And it's a hard thing to explain, but it's a really important lesson, because it's part of a lot of different parts of life, and it can be applied in a lot of different ways. And that's a good one to focus on for yourself.
Totally. What about for you?
I think I would probably echo something really similar, you know, just not worrying too much about tomorrow, which has been kind of a constant thing I've been battling my whole life. But I think on another one I'd probably say is, this is something I'm trying to learn, and part of the growing thing is do something now that will make future Amy happier. Basically, do the little bit of whatever it is. If it's a little bit of cleaning or a little bit of, like, the exercise thing's a good one. Like, going on a walk today, every little bit helps future Amy. And that's a hard one to remember when you're tired and you're exhausted and you're like, I want to help now Amy, not future Amy. But I think if I can get in the habit of that more, and it's something I try to think about now, it'll be helpful. Who was it? Was it one of our guests that said every decision you make is an investment into the future? Like, you're investing. Was it one of our guests or something?
Oh, I don't know.
It's like every
an influencer.
It might have been an influencer. It could literally have been an influencer, a TikToker, a guest we had. I had no idea. But someone said something like, every positive decision you make is a positive deposit or an investment into your bank of things. Or
I
a negative.
Like, it's a Susie Holman poem.
Yeah, it does feel like a Susie one, doesn't it? Yeah.
What am I saying? Quote.
Quote,
which
yeah.
We like Susie on Instagram.
She's
we
got some good. But we'd like to, Susie. We'd love to. We'll come back for an episode if you'll be our guest as well. Yes. I think it probably was someone like that. But she, something like you can make your, every choice you make is a deposit or a transaction into your bank basically. And you can do a positive thing or a negative thing and build or take away from the future. So it's a good reminder.
Yeah, that's a good one. I will take that advice, Amy. Thanks for sharing that.
You're welcome. You take that, and I've done my bit. And I'm good. I don't have to think about it again.
And the classic verse that I wanted to actually quote properly before, but it wasn't rolling off the tongue, and then it came to mind as soon as you start talking, was don't worry about anything, instead of pray about everything.
Yeah.
And in telling him what we need, we will get peace and give our anxieties to him. Yeah. That's not quoting it properly either, but more than just do not worry.
Yeah.
From Philippians 4.
Yeah, I love that so much.
Well, I don't know if I have any more questions for you, Amy, but I just want to say thank you for being on this journey, for suggesting it, or for Blair for suggesting it.
Yeah.
For learning with me through it all. And yeah, just following God and having fun. Doing it together. So thank you.
Thank you, girl. It's been such a beautiful, I know we're talking really finally here, but for the pause, for the time being, it's been such this a beautiful event for the season. Yeah. Such a beautiful journey, and has given so much joy and purpose and life to the last couple of years. And it's just been, it just wouldn't have been possible if you had not been my yes man, which I was thinking about this yesterday. Haley is, and I think I've said this as well on here before, but she is a yes man. And I love it so much, because you don't feel stupid when you present ideas. And so I'm so glad that you were my yes woman, I should say. And you were willing to be like, I don't know, but I'll look into it. That's literally, I think, what you said. You're like, look, I don't say no to things unless I look into them. So I'm happy to think about it. And it was really awesome. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
You have made this, girl. You have made it happen.
Thank you.
And thank you to you guys.
Yeah, thank you to everyone listening.
Yeah.
You have been a great encouragement to us.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's been cool to be part of a bigger community, whether we have known your name or face or not.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And continue to share the episodes. They're still here. There's still so much wealth of knowledge and encouragement and exhortation and godly focus and everything to be shared from the guests that we've had on. And we'd love for you to continue to think of somebody that you might really benefit from hearing these stories and hearing these encouragements. So please.
And even a new mum, when you hear of someone having a baby, be like, hey, maybe you want to listen to this podcast. One of our listeners thanked us because she was in a new area. Like, she moved to her husband's hometown, coastal town, and she didn't have like a strong community. And she's like, it just, like, it was something that I look forward to every episode. It made me feel like I was a part of something else. And even though there won't be live episodes, people can still get that.
Yeah,
absolutely. In the new season of motherhood.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like we should pray. God, I just thank you so much for this opportunity, for the last 2 years, for the people that you have brought onto our path and into our lives through the podcast. I am so incredibly grateful, and I praise you, God, for the work you have done in Amy and I, and for the way that you have spoken to people through our guests' words. And I pray that you would bless each and every person listening to our voice right now. I pray that you would bless those that we've had on the podcast and their lives and their ministry or their work. And God, I pray that you would go before all of us and continue to speak to us, lead us, and that our lives would honor you in all that we do.
Yeah, thank you so much, Lord, for this amazing journey that you've brought this podcast on, you've brought us on, and thank you for the absolutely beautiful men and women that you've brought along the way to bless us with their stories and bless us with their wisdom and bless us with sharing what you've done in their lives. And I really thank you that these kinds of media and formats are not time restricted and that this can continue to be a blessing, even though we're pausing for now, can continue to be a blessing. We just pray that whoever's listening, whenever they're listening and wherever they're listening, that they can get some wisdom from this and they can hear your voice through this as well. And just thank you for the honor that it has been to hold these stories and hold these chats and conversations and learn firsthand from these people that have gone through everything that they've faced, the variety of things they've faced, the variety of ways you've worked in their lives. And we just thank you so much for that. And the blessing that the podcast has been, the blessing that it has been as an activity, and the blessing that it has been as a community, and the blessing that it has been to the people listening and the people sharing. I just thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 And until next time,
this is our village. This Bye. Is us and our village.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today on This Is Our Village. If you enjoyed this podcast, please remember to like, subscribe, and review. And please share it with as many moms as you think might benefit from this community. This is our village, but we'd love it to be your village too.